Yeah, that was Queen there. Another one bites the dust. And myself and Jackie were just saying that we both watched the film, Bohemian Rhapsody. It was a great film, Jackie, wasn't it?
Great film. Great. Deserved the awards.
Yeah. And, right, down to business. We're going to talk about carer's allowance.
We are. There's a lot in carer's allowance, yeah. So I'm going to cover the main points on carer's allowance. If anybody's any other queries to do, they can drop up to the Citizen Advice and we can have a chat about it. But just to cover the basics, because there is a lot. Carer's allowance is a payment to people on low income who are looking after a person who needs support because of age, disability or illness, including mental illness. If you qualify for the carer's allowance, you may also qualify for free household benefits if you are living with the person you are caring for, a free travel pass. If you're getting carer's allowance, you will also qualify for a GP visit card. They brought that out last year. However, you should also check your entitlements for a full medical card, because carer's allowance is not taken into account when they're doing the financial assessment for the medical card. Now, if you think you've been wrongly refused a carer's allowance or are unhappy about a decision of a social welfare deciding officer about your entitlement, you can appeal this decision. And at the Citizen Advice, we handle all appeals to any social welfare payment, whether it be carer's allowance, disability, invalidity, any social welfare payment. If you feel you've been wrongly refused, come up to the Citizen Advice, bring up your deciding officer's letter, let us have a look and we'll have a chat about it and we'll appeal it on your behalf. Now, the rules to be entitled to carer's allowance, you must be living with or in a position to provide full-time care and attention to a person in need of care who does not normally live in an institute. However, you may continue to be regarded as providing full-time care and attention if you're the person being cared for is undergoing medical or other treatment in a hospital or other institute for a period no longer than 13 weeks. So what they're saying, if you're receiving carer's allowance for somebody, you don't have to be living in the house with them. You can live in a 3-mile radius of them. If they go into hospital, you can still claim the care eagers in the hospital, and you're claiming the carer's allowance. You can claim it for up to 13 weeks while they're in the hospital. If they're in longer than that, the payment will stop. You must be habitually resident in the state, not live in a hospital, convalescent home or other similar institution. You must be at least 18 years of age and not be engaged in employment or self-employment, training or education courses outside a home for more than 15 hours a week. During your absence, adequate care for the person required full-time care and attention must be arranged. So what they're saying is that if you are providing the full-time care, they do allow you to have to do some kind of course or employment for 15 hours outside of the caring. So that means it could be 3 hours a morning or 2 days, whatever, to do a training or employment. But you must have somebody in place that's looking after the person while you're doing the job or training. Now, the person you're caring for must be over the age of 16 and so incapacitated as to require full-time care and attention, or age under 16 and getting domiciliary care allowance. Now, the person receiving the care is regarded as requiring full-time care and attention where he or she is so incapacitated as to require continuous supervision in order to avoid danger to him or herself, or continuous supervision and frequent assistance throughout the day in connection with normal bodily functions. And he or she is so incapacitated to be likely to require the full-time attention for at least 12 months. Now, there's a means test attached to the carer's allowance. So if you're single, your income you're allowed before you're up to the maximum is 332.50. If you earn or have income coming into the house more than that and you're single, you wouldn't be eligible for the carer's allowance. And it's 665 for a couple. That's the means test. Now, if you're on another social welfare payment, whether it be the state pension, invalidity pension, one-parent family, illness benefit, to name a few, and you are providing full-time care, you can get the half-rate carers. And both payments, whether it's the half-rate or the full rate, comes with a free travel pass. And you also get €1,700 respite grant every June, which is paid at the second Tuesday of June. That's paid automatically once you're in receipt of the carer's allowance. Now, if you're caring for more than one person, you get 50% of the maximum rate. So you get paid basically for 1.5 rates, and they'd have to be living in the same place for you to be given the full-time care and attention for both of them. You would receive two carer support grants, which is €1,700. If you're minding two people, you'd get two €1,700s every June. Now, carer's allowance is a taxable source of income, and you should be advised to your local social welfare office. Now, you can get a carer's allowance for a child under 16 years of age unless you can't get it for them, unless they're already in receipt of the carer's allowance. So if you have a child that's been awarded a carer's allowance, you can fill out the carer's allowance form, but you don't need to fill in the medical section. If they're in receipt of the carer's allowance, they'll know that a medical was done on the person, so you'd be only filling in the front section with all your details and forwarding her on to the department. Now, you can get claim for your children as an adult dependent, but you can't claim for... Or sorry, you can claim for your children as child dependents, but you can't claim for an adult dependent on carer's allowance. You'd have to go for their own payment in their own right. Now there's loads of stuff to do with carers allowance. There's means tested, a look at your money in the bank, all things like that. So if you want us to go through and do a means test on you, you could come up and have a chat with us about what they mean by full time care. Now the rate of carers allowance, age under six, if the person, the carer, is age under 66 and they're caring for one person, it's 214 a week. Age under 66 and you're caring for two people, it's 321. If you're 66 and over and caring for one person, it's 252. And if you're 66 and you're caring and over and you're caring for two people, it's 378. So you do get a higher rate if the person if you're over 66 and caring for somebody, it is get paid at a higher rate. You can claim, as I said, an increase for your qualified child, whether you'd be eligible for the full rate of 3180 or 1590 for a half rate for the child. So that all comes into play, depending on your circumstances, the how much you get for the child dependent rate. Now, change of circumstances, you have to let the social welfare know. And carers allowances continue to be paid for 12 weeks after the death of the person you're caring for, if you're receiving carers allowance at the time. Now, to apply, you fill out the application form for the carers allowance, the CR1 form. And if you're caring for two, you'd be filling out two of the CR1 forms. But on the second one, you'd be only filling out the medical part because it'd be going in with the first, and the first one would have all your information on it. Now, you can get the application form from any local social welfare offices, one here in the Civic Centre on the ground floor. Or, as I said, we stock them here at the Citizens Advice, either on our ground floor or up in our main office. If you want to come in and have a chat about it, if you're caring for somebody or you've been refused a payment, drop in to us. We open from 9 to 4:30 Monday to Friday. We just close from lunch for 1 to 1:30. And we're a drop-in service. There's no need to make an appointment. So just drop in and have a chat with any of the information officers. They'll help you with the forms or give you more information on it. That's it, John.
Okay, Jackie, thank you for that. And we'll talk again next.